I want to talk a little bit about what's going on in New York. If you listen to the show regularly, you know I was pretty jazzed about this idea of ranked voting, and they did the voting. Not much has gone well since then. On the phone line is Richard Bell, a New York election law expert, and he's going to explain just exactly what's happening there. Richard, welcome.
Welcome. Thank you so much. And if I could explain it, I would I would be in charge today. But what? No one can quite explain it right yet.
Okay,
but I'll
so
do my best.
We'll get to what happened, the announcement last night, in a second. But I have been surprised. You know, we got the rankings out after the primary on Tuesday, which was a week ago yesterday, right? That was the voting a week ago yesterday.
Right.
And I'm surprised that as they go through these counts, that they're not giving us updates about who was the next person eliminated or the following person eliminated. Was that the plan all along, just to keep it quiet?
Well, here's the deal. If you knew about the New York City Board of Elections, you'd know for 100 years they're the most incompetent agency in the city. So I'm not surprised you didn't get updates, because this is just so typical of them. They never do things the way that any election expert would tell them how to do it.
Explain for my listeners then how it was supposed to work. So just in case they don't remember what the ranked choice voting is.
Sure. So you had five choices that you could make on your ballot: first, second, third, fourth, fifth. And if after the first round, the lowest candidate total gets eliminated, and that person's vote for the second choice get reallocated. And so the percentages obviously change on here. It was 10 people ahead of the bottom. And you keep doing that round after round and reallocation. And when yesterday the initial voting for the first choice came out with Eric Adams with about a 9-point lead over Maya Wiley and about an 11-point lead over Catherine Garcia. And then yesterday afternoon, the first ranked choice results came out. And they came out as just a single item, not, like you said, nothing interim. Mm-hmm. And this is only based on the in-person ballots. There's 125,000 or so ballots out there. Absentee have not been counted yet. So this is just based on that. And the results changed dramatically. It came down to two candidates after going through 11 rounds. And while Eric Adams was still at the top, he's only at the top by 2 points with 125,000 ballots still out there.
And then they said they counted dummy ballots?
Okay, so yes. And the word dummy is well used here, because apparently, according to the Board of Elections, there's 135,000 test ballots they used to run tests on how the ranked choice voting would work with the software. And according to them, they included those 135,000 dummy ballots in that count that they gave yesterday.
Well, that sounds like a mistake. That sounds like a mistake to me, Richard. What's it sound like to you?
It sounds like the Board of Elections, because the Board of Elections here, we've tried to reform it for 100 years. This may finally do it, because it's part of the New York State Constitution. But this may do it, because it's pure human error. They seem to have isolated what the problem is. And at this point, there should be transparency, and the media should be all over it every minute of the day, because we need to know what's happening
here. We've got 30 seconds left. When will we find out who won the primary?
Likely by July 15th, maybe a little before then. But I would say at this point, there's already been a lawsuit filed by Eric Adams. And as an attorney, I know this is pro forma, and certainly everybody wants to see the result and how it worked out exactly as it worked out and transparently.
I thought New York might be the poster child for ranked voting, but I'm going to go have to look for another kid.
No, it's not about ranked voting. It's about an incompetent Board of Elections. Please, the story is not ranked voting. The story is an incompetent Board of Elections.
Thanks for your help today, Richard. I appreciate it.
My pleasure.